11th chapter of Mark's Gospel. I want to read verses 22 through 26. Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, he'll have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses." And truly, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Prayer. We sing about it. We talk a good bit about it. We practice it to some degree in every worship service. Sometimes I fear we just go through the motions. I wonder if we give much thought to what we're saying when we use the Lord's Prayer in our morning worship services. But anyway, in this passage of Scripture I just read, Jesus lays down what I believe are three requirements for effective prayer, all important, and we'll look at them in turn. First, in verse 22, he says, "Have faith in God." Have faith in God. If one principle, one requirement for effective prayer is more important than another, surely this is it. If we do not have faith in God, we will have no basis for praying. If there is no God who hears and answers prayer, then there is no need to pray. So it's necessary that we have faith in God if we're to pray. And if we would pray as a Christian, it's necessary that we have faith in God as He is revealed to us in Jesus Christ. Jesus puts a face upon God, gives a character to God, and commands us to pray to the God He revealed. So what's involved when Jesus says, "Have faith in God"? Well, Jesus had faith in confidence in God's rule of the world. He believed that God loved and cared for all of His creation, that He cared for the sparrow that fell from the sky, that He cared for the flowers of the field that were blooming in all their beauty today and tomorrow would be cast into the oven. He cared for each person with a greater and more infinite love than for the birds and the flowers. Jesus' faith issued in a confidence in God that if we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then everything else that we needed for life would be added unto us. He believed that God could do whatever needed to be done for us to have life. And believing that the world was in the hands of a loving Father, He could say, "Love your enemies," and actually show forth love to those who tried to destroy Him. The act of love springs from the heart of the person who's in harmony with the God of love. But Jesus' faith issued forth in trust. He put His life without reservation, trustingly in God's hand. Upon the cross He prayed, "Father, into Your hands I commend my spirit." But you can almost be guaranteed that that wasn't the first time He'd prayed that prayer. He expressed the spirit of His whole life from beginning to end, living in a trusting relationship with the Heavenly Father. Also, to Jesus' faith was issued forth in obedience to God's will. Faith in God determined all His living and determined His dying. He said, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work." At the end of His life approaches, He prays, "Not my will, but Yours be done." So Jesus says, have faith in God, confident that God is in control, trusting Him with all of your life and obedient to His will. Have faith in God, confident, trusting, obedient. Second, I think we see here that prayer to be effective must be done with a positive expectation. It's quite possible to say we believe in God as He's revealed in Jesus, that we believe that He's in control, that we trust Him with all of our lives and want to live in obedience to Him, and still not have confidence in prayer. I've known people who were sure God was too big and had too much on His mind to be bothered with them. They believed in God. They believed in Jesus. But their understanding was that God was so big and was so much on His plate that He had no time for the individual. And when difficult times came in their lives, they were left without hope. For they only prayed about big things, if they prayed at all. Here Jesus said in verse 24, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you receive it. Not that you will receive it, but believe that you receive it, that it's your possession. You can trust Him. Expectancy. Anything done in the spirit of hope and confident expectation has a much better opportunity for success than something just done as a ritual or in a mechanical way. As I said, I get afraid sometimes that too much of what we do in worship and prayer is just something done as part of the service, and we don't really think about what we say. The Lord's Prayer, just a few words, take a few moments to utter it. But when you think about what we're saying, it's awesome and tremendous and vital. But it's never something that just ought to be said from rote. We come to pray. We come to a Father who loves us. We come to one that encourages us to seek first the kingdom of God, that encourages us to ask that we might receive. We come to one who teaches us to come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. In 1 John 5:14 and 15 we read, now this is the confidence we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we know that if He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we've asked of Him. Confident expectation. Ask in faith without doubting. James says, he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Ask with confident expectancy. Faith in God. Confident, trusting, obedient, and positive expectation. And then this, prayer must be from a heart that's learned to forgive. I want to read it again. Verse 25 and 26. Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you will not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Sound familiar? We pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And Jesus went on to elaborate the only passage of the Lord's Prayer that He elaborated on. He said, if you forgive, your Father will forgive you. But if you don't forgive, neither will your Father forgive you. If we've not forgiven someone some wrong or hurt, if we have bitterness in our heart, If there's unforgiving spirit within us, then we've effectively erected a barrier between ourselves and God. We did. If you hold bitterness towards someone, if you refuse to forgive someone, then we erect a barrier between ourselves and God. God is love. And if we've allowed bitterness and hate and resentment to come in and rule our lives, then we close the door to God and do effective prayer. And if this has happened to us, for prayer to be effective, we must pray first for God to cleanse our hearts from all bitterness, all sin, and put a new right spirit within us. Only then can we truly speak to God, and God will speak to us. So when we come to pray, first, pray with faith in God, a faith that issues forth in confidence that God is in control, that this is His world at the last. Trust in Him, obedient to His will. It's so easy sometimes to be sure what God would have us to do and not want to do it. We're guilty sometimes of putting parentheses in our prayers. Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do, but not that. I'll go wherever you want me to go, but not there. I'll speak to whoever you want me to speak to, but not her. No. If our prayer is to be effective, there must be confidence in God, trust in God, and obedience to His will. And we pray with a positive expectancy, not doubting, but believing that God will hear and answer our prayer. And we pray from a heart cleansed by God and filled with love. If we do this, we can be sure God will answer our prayer. Prayer. I think one of the better definitions of it is just communion with God. Bringing all that we are of ourselves to all that we understand of God and letting our requests be made known to Him. Then trusting God to provide the best for us. God hears. God answers our prayers. Be prepared to receive God's answer. God's answer may not be what you want it to be, but be prepared to receive God's answer. His answer may not be what you want it to be, but His answer is always the best, is always what we need at the time. At the time that we need it. So have faith in God. Ask with a burning expectancy. And ask from a heart that's been cleansed and learned to forgive. Then be prepared to receive what God provides. Lord God, Heavenly Father, it's still a mystery and a wonder that we, such small little persons, can approach the Creator of the universe, come with boldness to the throne of grace. We marvel at it all. We marvel at it all. Teach us, O Lord, as Jesus taught the disciples to pray. And let us pray in faith, expectancy, and with forgiveness in our heart toward all. And it's in Your name we pray. Amen.